Mohawk Nation News. Murdered children's spirit lives on. Audio. July 19th, 2021. The Canadian squatters are waiting for a messiah to save them from themselves for murdering millions of Indigenous people and children to benefit their greed. So-called politicians want forgiveness, which will never come. There is no justification for the atrocities you have and continue to perform. You can hardly look us in the eye. You murdered us for our land. You will never be redeemed. There is no happy ending for Canada. Your politicians want us all to get together and be one big happy Canadian family. We're not Canadians. Reconciliation is a dirty word. It means you pay for your crime, give back all of the stolen property, and run the gauntlet. Then you leave. For the corporation's crimes of genocide, murder, and of the people and rape of the land, you need to just leave Turtle Island. When you are gone, you are somebody else's problem. You descended on us like an incurable cancer, which started to eat, kill, and destroy. According to a famous saying, it is not forgivable. Quote, put a millstone around their neck and they'll wish they were never born. Close quote. The veil is being lifted. Our Mother Earth is bringing our murdered children to the surface to show the world the atrocities performed on Turtle Island. Your plan was total extermination. Not mentioned are those children who survived and committed suicide because they could not deal with the atrocities they saw and experienced. This could double the number found in unmarked graves. Canadians are in a state of dementia, with minds full of serpents. Now the resurrected murder victims are returning through us, revealing the carefully planned and hidden genocide. The guilt in your mind will shorten your lives because you have been caught. You pretend that we lost a legal war and we should give up being Indigenous. There was no war, only Indigenous genocide. You are a police state living under Admiralty statute rules, which cannot survive if placed on the natural law of this land. Gayanaret Goa. None of you are getting away with mass murder, from which you all benefited. You walked by and did not even turn to look at over 500 death camps and untold numbers of universities and experimental centers called hospitals and sanatoriums. You were all part of it right down to the last minute, to this minute. Our Indian trust funds illegally held in trust by you pay for every one of those death camps. We are each sovereigns, as all of nature is. We are able to bring all parts of our society together to deal with this. The Ganawida brought the good message, the power and the peace. Our power is the source power of creation in our minds, and no one can tell us what to think. The invaders are programmed slaves for hundreds of generations and know not the voice of creation. You killed our children so they could not have children and to murder our blood. We teach our children to question everything. Our investigation is within our own mind. You took away our languages because language helps us to remember, work, and connect with our children. Like your sparkling infrastructures, everything looks great on the outside, but demolishes itself from the inside. You wear many disguises. What you are like does not show on your face. We have real names, which you took away. Turtle Island has natural names that will return and replace the foreign names. Our mother wants this. We always saw your false face. We called you Yahrungwe Gigo. These are not natural people. We refer to you as having two faces and a forked tongue. Now all the world sees it. Some of our own people have the same look of greed, especially our band and tribal councils and Indian organizations. Their main fear is not having enough money. It keeps them awake at night. Driven by greed, you try to destroy our beautiful land, families, culture, languages. You grab millions of our helpless children and babies and murdered them. You tried to break our body and our will so that we were a people no more. Our will to survive never left us. We are still upon the earth. We and our children are stopping this total extermination. Sky Woman came and created Turtle Island, the first land out of the water. We kept it perfect as a paradise. Other worlds and other people came out of the water, the black and the yellow, and other continents. The white people were the last made from the salt in the ocean placed on another land. They came to Turtle Island uninvited and decided to take over by almost completely purging us. The Gayanadit Goa determines they will soon be running from justice and sailing away, never to be seen by the Ogwahunwe. Owista disease comes from how your sick minds love shiny gold and silver coins and how you steal, abuse, and murder for it. You are building weapons to kill off more brown people in far-off places. To you, Owista is I or me. Gayanadit Goa is for we or us to be used for food, shelter, clothing, and human basic needs. You never encountered people who saw metal as a part of nature and an extension of ourselves. You constantly glorify overwhelming wealth and riches of Owista by less than 1%. That's why you carried out the biggest Holocaust in all humanity. The love of money is the beginning of all evil. The cure for the Owista disease is Gayanadit Goa. Governor General Mary Simon and AFN President Roseanne Archibald, you are appointed by the genociders to assist in the total undignified death of all Indigenous people and our Mother Earth. Buffy St. Marie sings about the corporate business plan. I got a man in the business line. He never hungry. He's a money mine. Smooth as satin. He's a big time shark. Fallen angel. I got a brother. Ooh, he's mean as sin. He got a brother who's just like him, living over in Moscow, two of a kind. How come the great power got the junkie mine? Fallen angels, they never get enough. Fallen angels, ooh, ooh, they got the addictions. Fallen angels, they litter the skies. Fallen angels, don't you want to turn them around? Turn them around. Nyawakoa.